Welcome to the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show, where we speak with elite individuals and top performers and sing what it takes to stay healthy and get wealthy. Are you ready to be elite? Are you ready to be part of the 1%? Well, then without further ado, let's get it. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. I'm your host, Chase Enderfit, and today we're going to go over a very mundane topic, but it's something that's been super, super powerful when it comes to my own progression within my fitness journey, my business journey, or just overall life journey. And that's really going to come down to routines and developing some non-negotiables. Now, a lot of people, they feel like they're stuck. I mean, that might even be you. You feel like you're stuck in the loop of your day. You're a slave to the day. You have all these things to do on your task list, and it seems like you can never catch up. And it feels like just life's getting away from you. You want to make the most out of your life and get as much done as possible and become the healthiest, wealthiest version of yourself. But it feels like you're just running on autopilot because you're having to do all these things all the time. And it gets crazy. And it feels like you don't have time to do the things you know you need to do. Well, I'm here to kind of be in your face a little bit and tell you that you do have time for those things. See, what distinguishes the wealthy from the non-wealthy, the healthy from the not healthy, and the happy from the unhappy is the fact that they take priority over things. So it really comes down to, what do you prioritize? What are you making a top priority in your life over everything else? So a lot of people, they go through the day, they go on autopilot, they feel like they didn't have time to do anything that they wanted to get done. How much time were you on your phone? Were you watching YouTube videos? Were you playing some, you know, video game on your phone or at home, or what is it? Because there's a lot of things that can rob you of your time. And so one thing that I kind of suggest to, you know, my fitness training clients, whether it be in-person personal training or online fitness coaching, is that they develop a not-to-do list. And this is something I tell all my friends and family as well, and they've seen insane results, I myself included, is having a not-to-do list. It's something super, super simple because we all have a to-do list. We all know what we need to do. But we're not aware, or at least constantly aware, of what we don't need to do. We don't need to be scrolling on social media for hours a day. We don't need to be watching the news, 24/7. We don't need to X, Y, and Z. There's a lot of things that rob us of our time, and we don't even realize it because it might be 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 15 minutes there. It's these small little chunks, but every minute makes a difference. So developing a not-to-do list is going to be key. And the next thing I'm going to kind of preach to you guys a little bit when it comes to prioritizing things is having a list of non-negotiables. Now, if you have a goal, whether it be physical fitness, mental fitness, emotional fitness, whatever it might be, even the fitness of your wallet, like wealth, these things aren't rocket science. They're all built by doing the same repetitive actions over and over and over again to build something. And we've all heard the adage, Rome wasn't built in a day. It was built brick by brick. Okay, let's actually take that and use it. So let's find out, what's the main goal you're trying to achieve? What is it that you're really trying to accomplish? Is it building a business? Is it achieving some sort of physique? Is it having some sort of mindset? Is it finding inner peace? What is it that you're looking to gain? Reverse engineer. What are the steps that it's going to take to get there? Like, for a business, do you need to learn a specific skill set? Do you need to learn how to do marketing? Do you need to have a social media page? Do you need to learn how to sell? Like, what are those things that you need to learn and do in order to build that business? Or, with your health, are there specific foods you need to eat? Is there a specific workout regimen you need to follow? Is there a specific amount of time you need to sleep? These are the small little things that you need to find out, list out on a piece of paper, so you can understand and realize what you need to do in order to achieve what you want to achieve, right? So we found out what we want. We reverse engineered it. Now we just make a list of non-negotiables. Now for me, I'll literally give you my list of non-negotiables just as an example. So for my list of non-negotiables, one of the things I do every single day without fail, because it's a priority and I do not negotiate it, is I work out. I work out every single day. Now, that doesn't mean like I'm killing myself in the gym every single day. It means I'm moving or doing something. Like right now, we're in this quarantine type of thing, situation. And I came to Fort Myers, back home to be with my family. Luckily, we have a pool. So one of my workouts could be just go out and swim laps for like 10 minutes. All right. That's a great workout. You know, people underestimate swimming. That'll really get you. You know, that's a workout. Or maybe it's, you know, like today I went crazy. I did a Murph. So that way, oh man, that was tough. So that could be a workout. Something you'll do every single day, non-negotiable. Another one is I meditate. I genuinely believe in the power of meditation to really help center yourself and to also quiet your mind. Because I think one of the big things that everybody struggles with, but they don't exactly know how to tackle, is that our minds are racing 24/7, like literally all the time. We can't stop thinking. We can't stop moving and doing. And then even when you try to go to sleep, a lot of people have trouble sleeping because their mind's racing. Meditation helps with that. It helps quiet the mind. It teaches you how to teach yourself how to quiet your mind in times of high stress or high anxiety, or even if your brain is just, it just runs a million miles a minute like mine. Like, meditation's huge. Another one is breath work. I don't know if you've heard of Wim Hof breath work, but oof, give it a shot. Like, it's really, really crazy. It's another form of like meditation, but it feels so energizing. You feel so energized and ready to go for the day. Another one's I read every single day because I'm a firm believer that the best experience you can get is somebody else's. And there are literally millions of books out there that have all of the best experiences and knowledge tips from some of the most successful people in any industry. It's crazy. Read. Like, it's one of the most simplest things. If you don't like sitting down reading a book, get an audiobook. I was like, I do Audible. So even when I work out sometimes, I'll listen to Audible. Right now I'm listening to Blink, which is really, really cool. It teaches you, it's like the psychology of how we make split second decisions, which is amazing. But I'll do that double whammy, boom, boom. That's two non-negotiables in one sitting. Another one is I take a cold shower. Now, cold shower is something I use to really just wake myself up and get myself centered for the day. And it's really good for getting yourself to kind of focus on the now, because all you're focused on is how cold you are. It energizes you. I think it's great. Another one I do every day is I do some sort of affirmation or gratitude kind of session where I'll sit down and I'll say my affirmations. So like, my affirmation to myself is I'm a king. It's very empowering to hear that. So I, you know, if you want to use that affirmation, go for it. It's something I do every single day. I'm a king. The next one is, you know, being in a state of gratitude. So I'll sit down and really just be, you know, kind of what we learn through meditation and the Wim Hof breath work is learning how to just be in the moment. I'll just be in the moment and think about some things that I'm grateful for, especially during these times where it's so hectic. I've learned that I'm so grateful for having such a strong family unit where we get along so well. I'm so grateful for that. I'm thankful and grateful for my health because I haven't gotten the coronavirus. So I feel very grateful for that. And I'm still on top of my stuff when it comes to my health and my nutrition. So I'm very grateful for that. Another one I'm grateful for is having a house. Like, there's some people going through this whole dilemma right now that don't have a home and they have to sleep outside on the streets. Like, that's scary. So I'm very grateful for that. So that's just a quick list of my non-negotiables. I read, I work out, I do a cold shower, I meditate, I have some sort of affirmation, gratitude work, I do Wim Hof breath work, and then I have some other business non-negotiables as well. And, you know, my list is a little bit extensive for the first time user of a non-negotiable list. So when you're first starting out, just have a little list of like 2 to 3. Okay. Just be like, okay, I'm gonna wake up at a certain time and I'm going to make my bed. Okay. That's going to be your non-negotiables. Just wake up and then make your bed. Boom. That's an easy list. That's something I actually started with. And there's a good book. I think it's called Make Your Bed. I think that's just the title of the book. It's about this, it's written by a US Naval officer. And it's super, super powerful. It talks about the power of discipline and the power of momentum just by making your bed. So start off with that. Something very simple. So we're going to kind of go over what everything I said today is. You need to learn how to prioritize what you want, right? Because ultimately, the people who are the healthiest and wealthiest in the world prioritize their health and their wealth over everything, over anything else on their to-do list. The next is going to be create a not-to-do list. So come up with a list of things that you should not be doing and try to learn how to actively avoid those things. Now, it's going to be tough in the beginning. Maybe it's, you know, you're addicted to watching TV, right? You're addicted to, you know, binge watching shows on Netflix, you know, on your not-to-do list. It's going to be hard to just go cold turkey. I mean, some people do it, but it can be hard. So when you're doing it, maybe you catch yourself watching Netflix. Okay, now I have to stop now. You know, it's like catching yourself in the act and doing that over and over and over again. You start to build a little bit of resilience. So then that not-to-do list becomes not so hard. So prioritize, make a not to do list, and then come up with some non-negotiables. Come up with some things that you will do every single day without any sort of negotiation with yourself, because it's the consistent actions that you do every single day persistently that are ultimately going to build the result that you want. Action produces clarity, momentum, and results. So that's our episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's something I really wanted to help share with you guys. I know it's been monumental to my own fitness journey and business journey as a whole, and I think it could really help you guys out as well. So thank you for watching this episode of the Young, Healthy, Wealthy Show. And until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. My name is Chase Henderfit. I am your host. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to DM me on Instagram at Chase_Henderfit. And I have one favor to ask. Please just share this episode with one person. You never know who it could help impact. And if you share it on your Instagram story, I'll repost it on mine. So until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy.